Quote, "When both are equally engaged, keep still, effortlessly, so long as there is no physical or mental discomfort. If physical or mental discomfort arises, see the whole world like an illusion, a mirage, a dream, a reflection of the moon and water, and an apparition. And think, these sentient beings are very troubled in the cycle of existence due to their not understanding such profound knowledge. Then generate great compassion and the awakening mind of bodhicitta, thinking, I shall earnestly endeavor to help them understand suchness. Take rest. Again, in the same way, engage in a single-pointed concentration on the non-appearance of all phenomena. If the mind is discouraged, then similarly take rest. This is the path of engaging in a union of calm-abiding meditation and special insight. It focuses on the image conceptually and non-conceptually." End of quote. Here the text explains how to achieve special insight after having achieved calm abiding. From that point on, you can engage in the practice of the union of special insight and calm abiding meditation. In other words, you engage in the practice of both single-pointed meditation and analytical meditation. While practicing these meditations, it is wise not to be over-enthusiastic. You should take care of your physical and mental health. The meditation session should not be too long. Before sitting down to meditate, you should gather whatever you need to protect your body from extremes of heat and cold. When you become tired from long meditation sessions, you should take a rest from single-pointed meditation and think of all phenomena as like illusions or mirages. You can also think about compassion for all beings confused in the cycle of existence. With such wholesome thoughts, motivate yourself to help sentient beings to realize the nature of reality. Again, take rest, and then resume the practice of concentration on the non-appearance of all phenomena, which refers to meditation on selflessness. This is because when you meditate single-pointedly on selflessness, conventional phenomena cease to appear to your mind. If your mind becomes weary as a result of such meditation, you should again take rest. Then once more continue your meditation on the union of special insight and calm abiding, which is also known as focusing on the reflection both conceptually and non-conceptually.